Guys, hope we're good. Lewis here. Out of a little walk right now, coming at you with another episode of the High Performance Physique Podcast. So, been working quite hard recently, getting my head down, getting stuck into a lot of new projects, things that I really want to, deliver coming into 2024, and just kind of in that reflective period of life and time. Coming into the end of the year, 2023, looking back at what I accomplished, what I failed at, what's worked well, what hasn't, the people I've impacted, the people I've failed, the things I've done, the things I've not done, the things I said I was going to do, and quite frankly, didn't follow through on. That's the thing in life. Sometimes you set your intentions on achieving a certain thing, and life happens, but hey ho. It got me thinking, and as I say, I'm out a little bit of a walk right now, and it's enjoyable. It's a nice day, kind of cold winter, November, and it's coming up to my birthday. I'm going to be turning 26 soon. It just kind of had me in this like reflective period of time where I was looking back at certain things that have kind of been part of my life. That I've managed to renounce certain behaviors, vices, traits, habits. And you know what? I'm just gonna kind of lay it all on the table today. So I don't know how long this will last. Maybe 10 minutes, maybe half an hour, maybe a whole hour. God knows. But one thing I really want to speak about today is my challenge with negative vices. I've always been a very ambitious person, always very entrepreneurial, very driven, whether it be in skateboarding, whether it be in building businesses, whether it be in developing my physique, my strength, my fitness, helping other people. Very driven in those areas. But I've always had massive limiting beliefs or self-limiting factors that I've put upon myself because probably came down to self-worth, not feeling that I deserved any of the success that I'm currently experiencing or any of the success that I wanted to experience. I would be by no means have I reached the pinnacle of what I want to accomplish. As I say, I'm only 25, but I'm at a spot right now in my life where a lot's changed, a lot will continue to change. Happily engaged, running an amazing business. I'm in the midst of building my team, helping a lot of clients. I'm very clear in my mission on this earth, on this planet, what I want to do, who I want to help, where I want to take things, where I want to live, how I want my life to be constructed. And essentially, how I want to create the identity of who I now should become. And it's all starting to click, things are starting to make sense because I've been so focused on this relentless path of consistent improvement, personal development, and becoming someone that I'm truly inspired and proud of. But never felt that way, never felt that way. I've been a coach for years and years now. Started coaching on the gym floor when I was about 18 years old. So that'll be coming up now, 7 years. But before that, even before I was trading the gym floor, I was on social media selling diet plans, training programs, £50 a pop. Slowly increased my prices until I was making, £500 here, £1,000 there, this, that, and the other. And that slowly and surely became my stepping stone into the online space and my coaching journey, helping other guys get the mindset, the body, the health, the energy they want so they can have the status, the confidence, and the life they truly want. Because I never used to have that. It was always very shy and You know, Uncompton growing up, always the guy in the back of the crowd, always the guy that was, you know, just there, but never really present, never really in that space that people would acknowledge. I was just kind of there in the background. I always felt like I was in the shadows, I always felt like I wasn't worthy, I always felt like I was a person that, you know what, it's fine, I'll get there in the end. I don't really deserve this, don't really deserve that. I'm this kind of way. I don't need this, I don't need that. I always used to have an excuse. I always used to have an excuse for certain things. It definitely was something that held me back because I didn't really apply myself in school. Maybe diverse with some of the wrong crowds from a young age. Wanted to impress these crowds, so I've done things that they wanted to do that was aligned with their values, whether that be smoking, drinking, taking drugs, being a nuisance, not applying myself with the education system. But you know what? Everything kind of works out for the best because it's all life experience, and everything that I now look back on now is it's all been a stepping stone to where I am today. And I would not change it. I would not change it for the world because, you know, I looked around and people were becoming lawyers, doctors, getting these great jobs, accountants, whatever it may have been, stable, scalable, something they could get a nice pension from and create a family and a life that was, you know, what was expected of them. But it just never felt right for me. And I didn't really have a vision, I didn't really have a picture, I wasn't really pushed by my parents to be a certain person. They kind of gave me full control. I was the last child out of three. They gave me kind of full control, creative control to be who I needed to be who I wanted to be, and that was cool. I respected mom and dad for doing that, and I love them massively for giving me that space and that container to just kind of do what I need to do. Yeah, they weren't bad parents at all, and I'm not trying to get at that, but they helped me with homework, they helped me with this. My sister was good at school and stuff like that, but I don't know. I just didn't really apply myself because, again, hanging around the wrong crowds. And when you're that guy in the background, when you finally get accepted by certain groups or peers or whatever else, you kind of do what you can to get the attention. So it's a little bit of the class clown in school. And again, being around those circles, you kind of fall into these habits from a young age. And one of them was smoking weed. And I smoked weed probably for, don't know, about 10 years, probably about, not 10 years, that's a bit of over exaggeration. Probably had my first joint when I was about 14, 13 or 14. And I didn't have my last joint until I was about 23. So you do the maths, about 9 years. And within that time frame, smoked every day, morning, noon, and night. And the habit became worse and worse and worse. I would literally do anything to get a bag of weed. There's even times where I found myself changing other people's plans to suit my prerogative of being high. I couldn't hang out with someone unless I was high. There's even a part of time I couldn't go to the gym without being high. I even found that even when I was connecting with my partner, my fiance today, that I'd be like, yep, I'll be at yours soon. I'm going to be a bit late. I have to go to the shops. I wasn't going to the shops. I was going to do a deal, a drug deal, and get my fix. And that went on for a long, long time. And it kind of, over time, just became something that was derailing me from building any form of positive momentum in the right direction. It was always that thing, that kind of vice that, you know, would be there. It was always ever present, and it was like, right, you can't do this until I do this. Can't have this until I have that. Won't do this if I'm not like this. Even on nights out and stuff, like when everyone was getting G'd up and excited and getting high energy, I'd be getting high before I started drinking, so I was always double busted up before a night out because I was high first, then I got drunk, When you get high and drunk, you get very sloppy. And that was how I kind of done everything. It was always just half cut. It was always slightly intoxicated, if not very intoxicated, with cannabis. That was for everything. That was for work, that was for family time, time with my partner, time with my friends, time with my business. And God knows how I got away with it for as long as I did, without something bad happening. But I'll get to the bad part soon. I lived a long period of my life being this way, being high, being a loser, always escaping into it. And I think it definitely came down to wrong place, wrong time, wrong circle, wrong habits, but definitely a self-worth thing. Because I always felt like I had so many different groups of friends, but I never felt accepted fully by any of them. So I used kind of weed to be the blanket, the warm, self-soothing blanket that allowed me to feel a sense of comfort and control, because no matter what happened, whether it was net positive or negative, I could always blame the weed and say, you know what, well, I was high, so at least I got there in the end. And for any guy out there right now that is going through something like this, that has a negative vice or habit, it doesn't need to be that way. Doesn't need to be that way. You don't always need a scapegoat. You don't always need something to hide in, to run away from. I just think it's definitely something we lead into when we don't really know ourselves that well. We don't really trust ourselves that well. So always look to have this escape from reality and to change your perspective, to dull our emotional response to certain situations. And for me, cannabis was the thing in which I used to hide. But as time progressed and I became a coach, and I really started trying to take things more seriously, and my business was growing, I did soon realize it was becoming a massive limitation, because I did start to become purpose driven, but I still had that imposter syndrome, that fraudulent identity, because in person I was this guy that was doing successful things, you know, helping people, changing people's life, building a business, had a great physique. Could always put the mask on for them, but behind closed doors, I was living this half life. I was living this fraudulent life, because I always think now, even to this day, if my clients could see me live, would they be inspired by my habits, the way I eat, the way I train, the way I communicate, the way I show up? And if the answer is no, then you've got to do something about that, because you can't live in alignment if that will be the case. So that was always a thought. But I smoked a lot of weed, spent a lot of money, wasted a lot of time, cut a lot of corners, and closed a lot of doors, lost a lot of opportunities because of that habit. And it got worse and worse as years went on. I ended up smoking a lot more, avoiding a lot more things, even running into certain issues with my mental health at certain points, because I was so clouded and so lost, because I used that as a vice for so long. I didn't really know who I was, didn't really have any emotional connection to anything, because I always felt numbed by the drug itself. So as I progressed through As I progressed through life, sorry, I was just passing some people in the park there. I'm just at a walk right now, as I did say when I started this. But I progressed through life, it did become, sorry, an anchor to me that definitely held me down, held me back. I already had enough limiting beliefs and confidence issues underlying that needed to work, never mind having a drug that was numbing me. So I started to kind of progress within my career and started investing in myself and started doing things. And I've always had quite a high success with putting myself out in the line. I've always had some form of, you know what, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. If I'm going to achieve, Sorry, the AirPods died there, team, but I'll get back to it. But I'm always going to do what was ever in my own power to achieve the life I wanted. I knew that. I had this element of like confidence that God knows where it came from. But it was definitely from building up enough evidence within myself and my physique and my kind of physical accolades and achieving, you know, wins personally through maybe controlling my nutrition, developing my body, achieving certain progression in the gym. Like the gym definitely was one of the biggest core drivers for me, for developing confidence, charisma, status, and having an identity, I would say. And actually allowed me to feel like I was worthy, because in the gym people would be like wanting to train with me, asking me questions, asking for advice, and I knew the answers. So that was definitely a wee foot in the door to a new room, which I'm very grateful for. I'm very grateful for exercise, strength training, endurance accolades, and powerlifting and bodybuilding and all that kind of good stuff. But as I was saying, as I got older and business developed, I always had this kind of dark passenger, this dark shadow, which was cannabis. And I never felt fully like I deserved any better than what I had. I always felt like I was the guy that cut corners and made excuses and always looked for a way out or something to soothe themselves. Or if something went wrong, I'd just be like, I'll just get high. I'll just do this. I'll just do that. Didn't really understand the ups and downs of business. And the more I smoked, the more volatile I became, because I just wasn't in control of my own emotional regulation. So I started going to therapy initially. And therapy opened up a can of worms, because God damn, they asked some deep fucking questions. So therapy was a start. And over that period of time, I, you know, was honest about my use of drugs and told my story and everything I experienced, ups and downs, the left and rights, the highs and lows. And we decided to, you know, give smoking weed a little bit of a break. So I did have my first kind of break from smoking weed. And I remember very, very clearly, because it was horrible. Because it was like I'd stopped smoking weed, but then I'd start drinking more alcohol. Then I stopped drinking alcohol, started eating more. So from one vice to another, with no real control, because I wasn't ready to give it up. I'd always had this form of comfort in my life. I didn't really know how to live a life without having it. And then I stopped, you know, the drinking, the eating, the smoking, started running. I started entering things like triathlons and Spartan races, and done my first marathon, done my first half marathon. And started finding confidence. And pushed myself physically. And I remember very clearly the first 3 kilometer run that I went on, I actually cried. I was listening to an Anjuna Deep soundtrack and hit me right in the feels. If you know any of the Anjuna Deep soundtracks, are very, it's like deep house melodic techno, and your brain can wander. And that was through a period of my life where I was off the weed, I was running, getting therapy, I was building a business. It was very hard. So I remember crying on that run. But once I'd achieved these accolades, whether it be complete my first triathlon, Spartan, marathon, what I'd done was I got comfortable, got complacent, and went back. I just slingshotted back, went back to my old habits, my old ways, and started smoking again. I went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth with it for so long, until one day I remember I just said, enough is enough. I remember having a conversation with my brother after doing a sea dip one day. We're sitting in the car and I was getting itchy, wanted to get high, and I remember having a kind of open floor conversation. They said, see, with like AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, it's not that helps people,
they might show up to it, they might go to it, but one day they just say, you know what, I've had enough, and they can just stop. And that was just a very simple sentence that he said to me, but I've always remembered it, because shortly after that, I just did decide to stop. I just knew it wasn't for me anymore. Because over the time spent, the evidence created, I was destined for more, believed I was destined for more. I believed that I could accomplish more. And I look back at certain times, I remember when I was really trying to get off it, that any time I'd go out with the boys and get high or whatever it may have been, like, there was elements of when I initially got high and you were so out of alignment with who I want to be, that would cause panic attacks, high level anxiety attacks. There's even times that I would pass out and faint. So I just knew it wasn't for me anymore. Like, regret was becoming my biggest signal. And anytime I'd done it, because it felt so out of alignment, my body physiologically would react massively to it. And it's like the brain-body vortex, or the brain-body dynamic of, if you act out of alignment, you will be served out of alignment situations. And that happened. That happened, and happened a few times, and I tried to fight through it, tried to keep pushing and keep doing these bad habits, but you know what? Body did not want it. Body did not want it, so it started to reject it. And I remember one day I just did decide to go fully cold turkey on it. And it was amazing. It was such an amazing experience, because after a week passed, 2 weeks passed, 3 weeks passed, I started feeling clearer, more confident, more aligned, more connected to my partner, my business, my clients, and myself, more importantly. And I was having a conversation with my beautiful fiance, and I just said to her, I was like, is this what love feels like? And I know this sounds cheesy for the lads listening, but I do care a lot about my partner, care a lot about her. And I wouldn't be in the position I am right now, looking to marry her in the future. So, sucking those eggs. But as time, sorry, I'm walking through a tunnel right now and got a bit distracted because there's a big dog. But I was sitting having a conversation and I just said, is this what love feels like? And I finally felt emotions for the first time. And she was like, yeah, no, I'm nuts. This is what it feels like. This is how I felt about you the entire time. And I was like, holy fuck. And it was like, chickens came home to roost. And it made me think, is this how everyone feels? Like, connected spiritually, mentally, physically to other people? Because I just felt so disconnected for so many years. And it was holding me back for so long. And if this is how everyone feels, then I've been letting them down for so long by not feeling this way. Because I remember I was even like emotionally volatile and irrational to my family, to my friends. I'd lash out, I was moody, I was grumpy, I was so many different emotions, all negative, low contracted, low frequency emotions. And if that was living like that for any longer, people would have just completely given up on me, and I most likely would have just given up on myself. So it kind of went full circle, and it made me think, I need to be better. I need to allow myself to be better. And that's when everything started to change, because since quitting weed, looking back at my life, since not doing it anymore, you know, the coming up 2 years sober from it, I managed to build a phenomenal business, create a life that is truly on my own terms, be able to be very emotionally connected and disciplined in my own life, to feel more connected to those around me, to just generally feel clearer, have a better source of energy to vibrate with every single day, to feel very focused and purpose driven. And for a lot of guys out there, if you're smoking weed and doing what you're doing, like, it doesn't help you fix your anxiety, it gives you anxiety. If you think it makes you more confident, it does not make you more confident, it just makes doing fuck all feel acceptable, because you couldn't do fuck all else. The thing is, I was a high performance stoner, I could get away, I could do a lot of things, but I know not a lot of folk are like that. And I know for a fact that smoking weed is ruining your life. If you continue to do it, you continue to waste your life, waste your money, waste your time, waste connection, waste growth for a stupid little plant in the ground that you pay someone with a Moncler tracksuit for 3-4 times a week, and then complain about money problems, complain about not being in the health you want, the physique you want, not having the financial status you want. You're completely flawed as a human being, because that's who I was, and I can admit that now, because it's a scar, not a wound. That's a little lesson for you there, guys. But you do need to be real with yourself. You need to be open with yourself. You need to actually think bigger about your life and understand what you're lagging with, what you're leading with. For me, weed was the big lag in my life. And since renouncing it completely, everything has changed for the better. I'm wealthier, I'm healthier, I'm happier, I'm smarter, more focused, energy is better. Everything, the whole shebang, everything you could imagine has completely changed. So that's a little bit of a story about my indulgence with weed. You know, I look back, there's a lot of bad things that have happened to me throughout that time that I'm not going to share on this particular episode of the podcast. But that was a wee bit of a backstory about me, why it started, where it escalated to. You know, I could talk about the car crash, could talk about, you know, near jail experiences, could talk about when my mum went into hospital with cancer, could talk about a whole variety of different things. But for right now, that is what it's going to be, where I'm going to leave it. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and hopefully maybe inspired you to put down the joint and pick up in your actual life and start progressing forward. But it's a very cold winter's November's day, and I don't have any gloves on. I'm just walking with my phone against my mouth. My hands are getting extremely cold. That was quite nice to actually share, quite cathartic. But if this helps one person, I know I will have done my job for the day, and I'll be happy with that. So guys, much love, and I'll see you in the next one. Have an amazing day. Let's crush the rest of this year. And any negative vices, habits, behaviours in which are currently holding weight over you, be bold enough, be man enough, be strong enough to renounce them, because they do not suit you. You're much better than who you think you are. And if I can do it, you can do it. Let's go.